It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and of course, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful message that God does love you, and He wants to give you His love through salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, shedding His blood so that you might have everlasting life. Welcome to Tabernacle Time. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 11 today. That's Hebrews chapter 11. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, It's Under the Blood.
While walking down a memory lane, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within.
Yeah.
it's already gold. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. I'm not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gold. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood. I'm happy reminding him it's under the blood.
The blood of Jesus Christ, according to 1 John 1:7, cleanseth us from all sin. That's what the blood does. It cleanses from sin. But I want to share with you a verse that's found in John chapter number 1, verse number 29, where it says, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." When the blood of Jesus Christ is applied to our heart, our sins are not just covered by the blood. We find that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin, and that sin is washed away from us completely. Yes, having the blood of Jesus Christ applied to my life cleanses me from sin. My sin is taken away. My friend, a question you might have is, well, how do I get the blood of Jesus Christ applied to my heart? My friend, the Bible says in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." In Romans 10:13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Knowing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sin, and calling on the name of the Lord, asking Jesus Christ to save you, is salvation. You say, "Preacher, it can't be that easy." It is, because Jesus did the work of salvation. We receive the gift that he offers. My friend, if you would like to have someone sit down with you and take a copy of God's holy word and share with you what the Bible says about receiving this gift and how you can do it, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you in person or on the telephone and share with you this wonderful gift of salvation and how you can receive it according to the teaching of God's word. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Sunday school is at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and just can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, at 9:45. We also have a website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You'll find written material that will share with you how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and what the Bible has to say about it. And also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, that will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11 today. Let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the second song they're going to sing for us is titled, He Can Do For Us.
I was sitting at the table with some friends. They were talking about times way back when God moved in such amazing ways. People all over were getting saved. It's good to hear what God can do. I just don't think that He is through. What He's done for them, He can do for us. My God can live in my never changes, He'll forever be the same. He can still save the violent sinner. He can turn losers into winners. What He did for them, He can do for us. Read about how Peter and Paul gave God their best, they gave their all, turned the world upside down for Him, reproved the world of their wicked sin, believed every word of God is true, that He'll still do what He says He'll do, but what He's done for them, He can do for us. My God can live in my hour. He never changes, He'll forever be the same. He can still save the violent sinner. He can turn losers into winners. What He did for them, He can do for us. We gotta get back down on our knees, asking the please revive our hearts, forgive our sins. What You've done before, would You do again? 'Cause my God can live in mighty power. What He did then, He can do in this hour. He never changes, He'll forever be the same. He can still save the violent sinner. He can turn losers into winners. What He did for them, He can do for us. What He did for them, He can do for us. Oh, yes, He can. He can do for us. He can do for us.
Paul testified in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12 about the thorn in the flesh that he had. He wrote that he went to the Lord three times to ask Him to take away that thorn in the flesh, and the Lord answered him in verse number 9 of 2 Corinthians 12, and He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness. It is in Philippians chapter number 4 that He gives also this text in verse number 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, both of these were testimonies, but notice in verse number 19, he speaks to all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We have access to the same power to live for God that Paul had. We have access to the same wisdom. We have access to answered prayer, just as Paul had in the Lord's perfect will. But knowing that God has given us the promises of victory so that we can live a victorious Christian life through the power that he offers and the wisdom that he offers, what do we do with the promises that he's given to us? Listen to this last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this last song is titled, As For Me and My House.
We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together. Lifting praises to the Father above. For sending his son, we've chosen together as a family to serve him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We made up our minds through heat of the day, we will join in the fight till he takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve him. We will serve. We will serve him, for he is worthy. Serve him, serve him, serve him, for he is worthy. Choose you this day, tell me who will you serve, let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise he deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve.
As for me and my house, we will serve.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is a declaration that Joshua made in Joshua 24, starting with verse number 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This declaration that Joshua made is a declaration of faith. He said, there's no other way. We are not going to teach in our house that whichever way you decide will be all right with us. We are going to make sure that we teach that the Lord's way is the only acceptable way. The Lord's way is the only way that we can be blessed by the Lord. It is the Lord's way. The only right way. Many people grow up in Christian homes, but they're given multiple alternatives. But we've laid aside the way of the Lord. There is only one right way, And that right way is knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He is the only way of salvation. He told us that Himself. And we've also find in the book of Acts that there is no other way given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation and serving the Lord after salvation brings satisfaction. This walk of faith that Joshua was talking about, serving the Lord, he had experienced, and he had taught his children this was the way. And as the Lord would say later in the scriptures, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way of faith. It is the way of trusting in the Lord with all your heart. In Hebrews chapter number 11, here's the definition of faith in verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. In verses 1 and 3, we find two definitions of faith, one dealing with the way that we live, and one dealing with what God has done, and the fact that He gave us all of the information we needed in God's Word to believe so that we could be anchored in the truth by faith. In verse number 23, we find, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. In chapter number 1 of Exodus, we find that the Pharaoh started to fear the people of God. Joseph saving the nation of Egypt as well as the lands all around when they'd gone through the 7 years of famine was forgotten. There rose a leader that did not know Joseph. All they knew was that there were foreigners in the land of Goshen that would be a threat to them. It came to the place where Pharaoh said to the midwives, you need to destroy any male children that are born into the Jewish population. Now, these Jewish midwives, they feared God more than they feared Pharaoh, and they protected the lives of those boys that were born during that time. In verse number 20 of chapter 1, we find that God dealt well with the midwives because of protecting the children. But then the Pharaoh said that all boy babies born to the Israelites were to be thrown into the Nile River. Now, chapter number 2, we find that there was a man of the house of Levi, and they decided that when their little baby was born, that they would hide him. And they hid him as long as they could because they believed that children were a blessing from God. And a king saying that the children needed to be killed would be wrong. They needed to observe the word of God more than to follow after man. But it came to the place where they couldn't hide this little baby anymore. And so they made an ark for him, a little basket that was covered with pitch so that it would be watertight. They told the older sister to take this little ark, this little basket, and put the baby in the basket and place him among the reeds of the Nile River. God had His hand in what was going to happen, because as you can imagine, as the sister did what she was told to do, it was probably a great fright for her to see Pharaoh's daughter come down and begin to wash herself in the Nile. Someone noticing that little ark, that basket with the top on it, brought that basket to the Pharaoh's daughter. Now, they were at the Nile River. It would have been nothing for Pharaoh's daughter to open it and find out that this was a little Israeli baby and to cast him into the Nile River and he would perish. But God was already working. What they did in operating by faith, God moved in to perform a miracle for them. For it wasn't a miracle to make the basket. It wasn't a miracle to put the baby in it. It wasn't a miracle even to put it in the bulrushes in the Nile River. But when Pharaoh's daughter came, and the basket was brought to her, and she opened up the basket, and the little baby cried, her heart was moved with love. And instead of being angry that a little Israelite baby was alive, she took the little baby and said, I want to make this little baby my baby. And you can see that as the sister comes out of the place where she was hiding, God had touched her heart to ask the Pharaoh's daughter a question, would you like for me to go get someone to nurse this child for you and to take care of the child of the Hebrew women? As they operated by faith and believing God and believing what was right, God moved in their favor, and not only did their little boy survive, but that little boy, who was named Moses, according to God's will, would be reared in the Pharaoh's house, but would have the care and the teaching of his mother. His mother taught him the ways of the Lord. My friend, if you know Jesus as your personal Savior, just because you don't see what God is doing because it's outside of your senses, don't ever think that living by faith is a vain way to live your life. Trust the Lord. Live for Him. Be obedient to Him. Live by faith. And whether you see God working or whether you don't see God working in your life, God does honor those who live by faith. And the Bible declares more than once, and the just shall live by faith. My friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please know that you need to receive the Lord as your Savior. You need to have salvation. You might declare that you can make it through this life without salvation. But you see, it's not just making it through this life. It's facing the eternity that's coming after this life. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, the only time that you'll see God is at the great white throne judgment, where you'll be cast into the lake of fire for all of eternity. My friend, don't let the world and the flesh and the devil keep you from receiving the gift that God offers you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to be your Savior. Call on the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. My friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you. But whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, it's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time.